Everybody likes to do Adderall, but I don't like it.
Really?
It just makes me feel like I want to focus on stuff.
Isn't that part of it?
That's what I need. That's like the exact part of my brain that doesn't work good. So. Yeah.
I mean, me neither. Yeah,
it sounds like you need Adderall.
I know, but I don't want it.
Yeah. So what you're saying is like you're enjoying the symptom, right? You're like, I have ADD and I am lit off
I am
this shit.
Happy to be the way my brain works normally.
You're like Richard Branson, okay? The ADD is part of your Sigma male grind set.
Yeah. Listen, if I pay attention to something for more than 10 minutes, it would be the end of civilization, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I couldn't focus on all the other things I do. I wouldn't have started a podcast if I wasn't being distracted from something else.
That's right.
Yeah, I need to thrum on such a high level all the time that like if I directed my attention, my laser attention, anywhere for more than 2 seconds, it would burn a hole in the very fabric of reality right there on the spot.
I think I've said on the show before, but like when we first started doing podcasts and people started asking me to come on podcasts, I realize I can't pay attention to somebody talking unless I'm doing something slightly like low level brain activity elsewhere, or else I start spacing out and not listening to them.
Right.
So like I'll be playing like a very low thought game on my phone, like threes or mahjong or whatever, just like matching.
Right.
So that I can listen. But like I realized some people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Like people find it very disrespectful if you're like in front of them, not looking at them and like looking at your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like, hey, this is an internet show. Like, you should already know that I'm at least going to check my Twitter notifications a couple of times by the time we're done recording this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, imagining the hosts that you can't see, like, looking at their phones and scrolling through Twitter and shit. That's, like, part of a podcast.
No. But I'd be, right. Like, in real life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
In meat space life?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in meat space life, I like to take it even one step further and as a bit of experimental performance art, try to forcibly relegate the person I'm in the room with back into the arena of being online by only interfacing with them by opening the front camera on my phone and then looking at the phone screen while I talk to them. And I usually make like a really hard furrowed brow face so they know I'm paying them fake attention. And then I constantly look away at my other phone, which has Twitter open.
Sometimes you wear those glasses that are eyes looking straight ahead, but actually you're looking down at your phone in your other hand.
You're just making Twitter. The Tucker Carlson face.
Yeah, I've actually shaved the back of my head and painted a photorealistic face on there so that I can face away from you and look at my phone while you think you're talking to me, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, you got a microphone.
But I'm really just squeezing my neck fat, of which I don't have enough to be convincing. So
that's how you move the lips of the photorealistic John on the back of your head is like
yes,
squeezing and manipulating muscles. Yeah, I think that's foolproof. That can't fail.